Well, the big news in the peanut industry is, can farmers get planted? Yes, they have gotten the peanut crop planted, but now they're going to be looking for water. Rainfall is needed now to get these peanut plants growing. One of the projects this year in Georgia is a special research project at the University of Georgia College of Agriculture and Environmental Science, teaming up with IBM to work with farmers in the lower Flint River Basin to enhance water efficiency by up to 20%. The collaboration is with the Flint River Soil and Water Conservation District, NRCS, and the Natural Conservancy to help farmers make the best irrigation scheduling decisions in order to conserve water, improve their crop yield, and mitigate the impact of future droughts. The CM Strip and Irrigation Research Park has been the proving ground to develop this irrigation model and recruit farmers to test the new system near Camilla, Georgia. IBM's Deep Thunder Precision Weather Forecasting System service will help farmers refine their water conservation practices while improving their crop yields. USDA says 90% of the crop losses are due to weather, so the more they know about the weather, the better farmers can handle it. In Florida, they say 29% of the crop on peanuts is irrigated, Alabama between 4 and 10%, and in South Carolina about 15%. But Georgia has about 50% of their crop that is irrigated, and that makes irrigation more important, and when to apply it and how to apply it more and more important. Speaking of weather, the latest 2014 Atlantic Hurricane Outlook was released this past week. Overall, they said there'll be 12 named storms, 6 hurricanes, and 3 major hurricanes. The main driver of the outlook is emerging El Nino, which increases wind shear and stability across the Atlantic. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.